Is this a joke?
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bonersode number 21 for September 5th, 2019. I'm your host, Richard, and today's Bonersode was produced by Peter Foreskin Eater. Thanks, Peter. Just a quick announcement, there's not going to be a new full show this month. Well, maybe there'll be one, but I need a little break, and also I'm doing some behind-the-scenes show maintenance. But don't worry, the weekly Bonersodes will still continue. I just thought you guys would appreciate the inside scoop. Anyway, let's get started.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Marianne.
Yes?
Hey, it's your neighbor, Tom, from down the street.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I was just calling to ask kind of a little bit of a favor, if you don't mind.
Okay.
So I noticed that my cat, for the last several weeks, has been walking over to your house. And I was kind of hoping that whatever you're doing, like, I don't know if you're putting food out or whatever the case, but can you just stop trying to steal my cat?
I'm confused. I have not done anything to litter or to attract your cat.
Well, he keeps going over there and he keeps jumping up on your roof.
Where do you live, Tom?
I'm just a few houses down from you over here on. And, you know, I mean, if you don't quit, like, I'm just going to stop going over and cleaning up his poop.
Wayne, would you pick up this phone, please?
I'll leave Wayne out of this. Wayne doesn't have anything to do with this.
Hello?
Oh, boy, here we go. Is this Wayne?
Yes.
Well, I was talking to Marianne. I don't know why she brought you into it, but I was just asking if she could please stop trying to lure my cat over to your house.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know if she's leaving out food or, you know, I'm not blaming you. I'm sure it's Marianne, but I don't know exactly what she's up to, but my cat keeps going over to your house and, you know, he jumps up on your roof and he keeps pooping up there. And I've cleaned it up a few times, but, you know, I'm just going to quit cleaning it because it's your fault for luring him over there in the first place.
Who is this?
This is Tom from down the street.
Well, we have not been leaving any food out.
Oh,
and
quit lying.
We have your... you calling me a liar?
Yeah, you're definitely lying.
You're full of shit, fella.
Oh, no, you're full of shit. You're full of cat shit.
Well, you're full of bullshit. Goodbye.
Oh, that's rude.
Oh?
Hey, Wayne? If you want, I'll go down to the shelter with you and I'll help you pick out your own cat, if that's what it takes. My cat is not yours.
Well, you should keep your cat in your house, then.
Well, I mean,
goodbye.
I let him out. I let him out, and he goes up on your roof, and he
poops.
Well,
you're not supposed to let him out.
Well, he's been pooping up on your roof
you're
for the
last... You're not supposed to be... Well,
no,
that's just great.
He's an outdoor cat, and I've been cleaning it up. Like, I go over there. I was over there the other night.
You don't even live in...
Of course I do.
You're full of shit, fellas. Now, goodbye.
Good afternoon. Thank you for calling. This is Kim. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm a tenant here, and I just have a couple questions.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I was wondering, do you guys have any touch-up paint? You know, like paint that matches the walls?
Yes, we do.
Oh, okay. Because here's the thing, I was trying to install some stairs on the ceiling and on, you know, like on the walls in my apartment. And I built the stairs and everything, but they, you know, they don't match right now.
Okay, and what unit are you in?
103. And also, do you happen to know, you know, like which kind of bolts I should use? Because I was trying to attach my dining table to the wall, and it just kind of tore the stucco right out. You know, it just came right off the wall.
Right. Okay. I'm going to put you on hold really quick. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Hello, this is Dana. How can I help you?
Oh, I was speaking to somebody else. I don't know why she transferred me.
Well, because she said something about you were going to attach a table to the wall.
Yeah, well, I already did, but it just came right off the wall, you know, it just tore the stucco out, because I guess I used the wrong kind of bolt. Is there some kind of special bolt that I should use?
Well, that's really odd that you're... Okay, so first off, who am I speaking with?
This is Winston, And, you know, I'm just trying to turn my apartment into, have you ever seen the M.C. Escher painting, you know, where there's like stairs on the ceiling and, you know, just that kind of stuff? And that's what I was trying to do.
Okay, so and you're definitely not calling the right place then, because we don't allow you to change different things in the apartment.
Yeah, of course.
And
this is
what
was right.
What apartment number are you in, Winston?
103. And, you know,
we don't have a 103.
Of course you do. I'm at building 614. I think it's 103. I don't know. I took the numbers off the wall there because, you know, I'm trying to go off the grid. So I tore those off a while ago. And, you know, sometimes I forget where I am exactly. But I just need, like, some touch-up paint, you know, to make these stairs that I installed.
What apartment is Winston in? Do you know Winston?
Hey, pay attention to me. It's rude. Hello?
Hey, don't talk to me like that.
Well, I was talking, and you were just, you know, you just started having a conversation.
I was asking her if she knew which apartment it is.
Well, you could have put me on hold.
We don't have a 103.
Well, okay, I don't remember what the number is.
Why wouldn't you know your apartment number?
Well, I tore it off the wall because I'm trying to go off the grid. I don't need people finding me, you know?
You're going off the grid. Okay, yeah. So...
But listen, all I need...
Do you have any mail laying around?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any mail laying around so you can tell me which apartment you're in?
Oh, no, I canceled.
So I can help you?
I canceled my mail a long time ago. I don't need them, you know, sending me all kinds of tracking devices and stuff like that. Screw that.
Okay.
I'm no sucker.
Okay, no problem. Okay, and Winston, what's your last name?
Beauregard. And also, do you guys have any touch-up paint? Because I need to get these stairs matching, you know, because right now they're just raw wood.
I don't have any touch-up paint now. We would have to wait for our maintenance.
Yeah, because here's what I did. I don't know if she told you or not, but I installed some stairs on the ceiling and on the walls because I'm trying to make it like the M.C. Escher painting. And right now they're just raw wood, you know, like plywood. And then, that's when I also attached my dining table to the wall, but it just, like I said, it is ripped right out. You know, I used the wrong kind of screws, I guess. Do you have any recommendations?
No, unfortunately, I don't, but I can tell you this, the maintenance definitely would, but they're not here today.
No, they're lazy.
And they won't be here until Tuesday, because Monday is a holiday. Do you have a roommate?
Yeah, I do, but also, do you think maybe, I don't know if, since I don't have the right kind of bolts, do you think the ceiling is strong enough to hold my recliner? Because I wanted to attach my Lazy Boy to the ceiling.
Okay. And I'm looking to see. What's your roommate's name?
Emma.
I don't even recognize that name. That's so odd.
Also...
And, are you upstairs or downstairs?
I mean, really, it's kind of considered downstairs or adjacent to the stairs. I don't know, because right now I have these stairs like bolted to my ceiling and they're on the wall now, so I'm surrounded by stairs. Hey, also, I installed some air traffic safety lights on the roof, you know, because I don't want like Amazon drones crashing into my apartment in the middle of the night, but I need to hook these things up to the electrical grid. Do you know, like, is there like a plug or something up here I can plug these into, or do I need to like start drilling and attach it into the wiring?
Who am I speaking with, really?
This is Winston.
Yeah, you can't put things on the ceiling.
Oh, I already did. I mean,
on the roof, you can't put things on the roof.
Yeah, well, I already put them on the roof. I just need to plug them into the grid, you know, because they're not right now. They don't have power.
We don't have a grid.
I mean, I just to the electrical, to the wiring, you know, to so the lights will turn on.
Well, until you tell me what apartment you're in, Winston, you're not going to get any information from us.
Well, I'm not asking for any information. I just need to know how to, you know, hook these things into the wiring.
You just asked how to hook it up, and so until you tell me your apartment number, it's not going to happen.
I already told you my apartment number, but I'm definitely...
Tell me what does Emma look like?
You know people by their description?
Oh, yes.
Let's see. She's a D-cup.
There's not an Emma that lives here either.
Well, her last name is Zahn. I met her on Craigslist. She's got big old tits.
Oh, that's charming.
Well, you asked me to describe her.
You are not calling the right place.
I don't understand why you keep saying that.
In which town?
Bakersfield, idiot.
Well?
Hi, Jerry?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Woe, from down the street.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm just calling to ask kind of a bit of a favor.
Okay.
I was wondering if you could stop trying to steal my cat.
Say again?
Well, he keeps going over there, and I don't know if you're putting food down for him or what exactly you're luring him over there with, but do you think you could just knock that off?
I'm not sure what you're talking about, tell you the truth, because I don't put food out for cats. I don't like cats.
Oh, well, why does he keep going over there then?
I don't know. Who is this again?
This is your neighbor, Woe, from down the street.
Okay.
And I've caught my cat over here at your house at least half a dozen times.
Okay, well, are you sure you're at the right house? Because I've never seen a cat at my house.
Yeah, you're there at 221, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah, I caught just the other day, I caught him up on your roof.
On my roof?
Yeah, he was up there. I don't know, he goes up there to poop. I don't know why. But I don't know if you're leaving something up there for him or...
No, we're definitely not leaving. I don't like cats. I don't leave anything for cats.
Oh, that's rude. Why don't you like cats?
If a cat is coming here, he's coming for some other reason, and I have never seen him.
Mm.
So I'm a little confused.
Well, he's the black cat. He's got, you know, white paws. I mean, what are you doing then if you don't like him? Like, is this, like, are you trying to catch him or something? Or turn him over to the pound?
I'm not sure. Who are where do you live?
Is this some kind of, like, science experiment that you're doing? Or?
I say, what address are you living at?
I'm just, what, like four or five houses down the road from you? 229?
No, what's the address?
229.
What, 229?
Yeah, and, you know, okay. Like,
I'll come down and talk to you.
Well, no, we don't need to talk face-to-face. We can handle this over the phone. It's no big deal. I'm just saying, can you just quit trying to steal my cat?
I'm telling you over the phone that I don't know what you're talking about.
If you're just going to lie to me, then I'm not going to clean up the poop next time. Next time I'll just leave the poop on your roof, if you're just going to lie to me like that.
My two-story... Now, look, I'm not lying to you, and I'm getting tired of what you're saying.
If
he's pooping on my roof, it's a two-story roof. How the hell does he get up there?
I don't know. You know cats, you know?
I don't know cats at all. I don't know cats at all.
Oh, well, you're trying to get to know mine for some reason. But yeah,
I'm
up there.
I'm not trying to get to know him, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, do you want me to just leave the poop up there next time then? Because,
If you're going up on my roof and getting cat poop off, I'm not sure what you're talking about.
Yeah, I have a real long...
You have to get a ladder to get on my roof.
Yeah, that's
and
exactly what I have.
You're not getting a ladder out, I don't think.
Yeah, I have one of those double, you know, like super extender ladders. And I got up there and I cleaned up the poop because that's the neighborly thing to do, but next time I think I'll just leave it.
Yes, it is. Now, tell me this now. I've got caller identification. It says that Ray is calling me.
I'm using his phone.
Well, how did you use his phone?
He let me borrow it.
Why did he let you borrow it?
Because I didn't want you to have my number, you know, because I feared...
That's neat, and he goes, so I'm going to go after him, huh? Okay.
No, just, you know, leave him out of it.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to call Ray right now talk about it.
See, this is why I wanted to use somebody else's phone, because I feared retaliation.
Okay.
He seemed like the type that would retaliate.
I will call Ray and find out why why you've got his phone.
Oh, Ray doesn't like you.
What's that?
Ray doesn't like you.
I'm not sure where you're going with all of this, but
Ray
thinks
you're a nasty bastard.
Okay, thanks a lot. We'll talk at you later.
All right, have a nice night.
At you later. If I see you coming up on my roof, I'll help you out getting the cat off.
Oh, what is that, a threat?
Isn't that a friend? I can help you get a cat off. I've never seen you get on my roof.
Oh, that's
gross.
I'd
like to see how you get on my roof.
Sir, that's bestiality.
Okay, I'm going to call Ray.
My cat's neutered.
Start down the conversation with him.
My cat's neutered. He's not going to be able to get off.
Thank you for calling community. This is Dana. Who can help you?
Yeah, I'm a resident here, and I just needed to put in a maintenance request.
Okay, you could put a maintenance request through your portal.
Yeah, I couldn't figure out how to do that because this is kind of very specific.
You could just put on the general, and you could put on the comments.
I don't want to do that though. Like I took the time to dial, so can you just take my request?
Sure. I'm just letting you know that
I don't care. I don't care. Let me just put in my request. Get on with my life.
Okay. Just a moment. It's going to take me a little bit of time.
Okay, hurry up.
Excuse me?
Hurry up. Got all day here.
Oh, yeah. It's going to take a little bit of time. Yeah.
What are you doing?
My computer is a little bit slow. What do you mean, what am I doing? What are you doing?
I'm trying to put in this request, but you're wasting my time.
Okay. If I'm wasting your time, you can put it in yourself, sir.
No, I don't want to. I dialed you.
Okay, what's your name?
I need service.
And what's your unit number?
Well, I mean, it's not about my apartment, though. That's the thing. That's why I didn't want to put it in online. It's just
then
like
I can't
general.
Put in a service request if I don't know your unit number.
Well, it's for the building itself. It's not for my unit.
Okay, what is it pertaining to?
Well, I installed some air traffic safety lights on the roof last night, and I just need them hooked up to the grid, you know, like hooked into the wiring so that the lights can get some electricity.
Okay, what's your unit number?
230, but again, it's not for my apartment. It's for the air traffic safety lights on the roof.
And who gave you permission to hook that up to the roof?
Oh, I don't need permission. I put them in. It's for all our safety, you know, because these Amazon drones are doing the air deliveries now, and they're just zipping around, and, you know, I don't need an Amazon drone just crashing into the roof in the middle of the night, you know? So I just put the air traffic safety lights up, but, you know, right now they don't have any electricity.
And what's your name?
Chen. And, you know, it's no big deal, because, I mean, it's all... It's,
Tim,
it's,
there's no one by Tim in 230.
I didn't say Tim, I said Chen.
Chen.
Yeah.
C-H-E-N?
Correct.
There's no one by that name in that unit.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be on in the computer. I'm not, you know, I'm not registered or anything.
Okay, then I can't take your service request.
Okay, but, I mean, the lights, though, they're not for me. They're for all of us, for all our safety.
You don't even live here, sir.
Yeah, of course I do. I've been here for, what, 4 months now?
And you say you live in 230.
Correct. But again, it's not about this apartment. It's about the entire...
Again, you're not... You don't live here.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Can you come down to the leasing office so that
no.
we can speak in person?
No, I called because
I cannot tell you. I can't take your request.
Okay, but
you're not.
So what you're saying is you're gonna put the entire complex in danger of having an Amazon drone crash into the roof because the roof isn't properly lit.
What are you talking about?
These Amazon drones, they're flying around now doing deliveries, and you know they still have pilots. You know, like they're still piloted by people back in the office wherever they are. But, you know, they can't see at night. It's like a skyscraper, you know? It's got to have the red blinking lights on the roof to, you know, to let them know, hey, there's a building here. Don't crash into it. So that's why, I did a good job, too. It's all, you know, nice, you know, professional installation up there. I did the drilling. Hello?
No.
Oh, hi, Ann?
Yes.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Woe, there from down the street.
I'm sorry?
It's your neighbor, Woe, there, from down the street.
My neighbor? Okay.
And I was just calling to ask if you could stop trying to lure my cat over to your house.
Who do you think you're talking to?
This is Ann, right? Over there at 126?
Yeah.
Yep, that's you. You're the one.
I've never seen a cat.
Well, okay, you're obviously lying. I mean, I caught him up on your roof the other day.
On my roof?
Yeah, I don't know how he gets up there, but man, it's a bitch getting up there to clean that poop up.
This has got to be a joke.
No, it's no joke. I got one of those real tall ladders. I got up there just the other day and cleaned up the poop. But if you're just going to lie to me, then maybe I'll just leave it next time.
I think this must be a spam call because...
How would it be a spam call? I'm your neighbor from down the street.
Oh, wait, tell me your phone number. Let me call you back.
Oh, it's right there on your caller ID.
Yeah, I don't have caller ID. Sorry.
01.
Wait, I've got to look at my directory.
Yeah, this is all besides the point. Can you just stop trying to steal my cat?
I'm not trying to steal your cat. I've never seen your cat.
See, your voice is getting all high-pitched. That's a tell right there that you're obviously lying.
Yeah, I'm looking in my directory. Tell me what your name is again, please.
Woe there.
Sorry?
Woe there.
Spell it.
And, you know, he's been scratching, too. Sorry, what was your question?
Your name.
I told you my name like 4 times. Woe there.
I can't understand what you're saying. Spell it.
Oh, that's racist. Okay, it's W-O-A-H, or if you prefer, it's W-H-O-A, and my last name is There, T-H-E-R-E.
Oh. Is this Ray?
No, this is Woe there. That's
your
Mr.
Your caller ID said...
Oh, you said
Ray
you didn't...
Me.
Whoa. Now I knew you were lying to me. You said you didn't have caller ID. All right, just quit trying to steal my cat, all right?
I'm not trying to steal your cat, buddy.
Just like you don't have caller ID? Filthy liar. What are you doing?
I'm looking for you in the directory.
Oh, I'm not in the directory.
Why not?
Because I just sleep on the couch.
You sleep on the couch?
Yeah. Yeah, it says in my house, I just stay here.
Hello?
Hi, Ken?
Hey, is this Ray?
Yeah, how you been?
We've been hanging in there.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you. Hey, I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
If it's possible and it doesn't involve anything illegal,
yeah,
I'll
well,
give it a shot.
I mean, it's not technically illegal what you're doing, but do you think you could just stop rummaging through my trash cans when I leave them out?
Excuse me?
You know, the trash cans that I leave out. You know,
yeah, what about it?
Can you stop rummaging through them? Like, I don't know what you're looking for exactly, but it's kind of gross, and, you know, it's just kind of weird. Do you think you could just knock that off?
I haven't been rummaging through your garbage can, right?
Of course you have. I caught you on my security cam.
What's that?
I caught you on the security cam. It's as clear as day. It's definitely you, so, you know, there's
me?
No...
There's no... Me?
No, there's no need to lie to me. Just, you know, just quit doing it. That's all.
Just hold on a second, Ray, all right? Just a moment.
All right, hurry up.
Who's calling, please?
Oh, Ray. Is this Ann?
Yes.
Hey, it's Ray.
Hi, Ray.
Hey, listen, I was asking Ken if he could stop just rummaging through my trash when I leave the cans out.
You gotta be kidding.
No, I'm not joking. It, you know, I'm not angry or anything, but I've caught him on the security camera at least 3 or 4 times now. And last time he was pulling out these baby diapers and looked like he was eating the shit. I mean, that's got, you know, that's not sanitary.
He says he has me on a camera?
Yeah, I got him on the security cam. HD footage, 1080p.
You must be kidding.
No, no, I'm not joking. And like I said, I'm not really angry or anything, but it's just weird and gross.
This is Ray... Tell me, Ray who?
Ray.
I don't believe this.
Well, I mean, I don't know what he's up to exactly, but...
It is not Kenneth, believe me.
Oh,
come
on. It's definitely him.
Well...
I mean, is he looking for something, or...
I'm sorry, I don't even want to discuss it. I know this is not Ken, so stop it, please.
I have him on the footage. The camera doesn't lie. I'll show it to you if you want. But yeah, it's definitely him that was rummaging through the trash and opening up the diapers and just smearing the shit all over.
Hello?
Oh, hey, Dave?
Yeah.
Hey, it's your neighbor, Tom Servo, from down the street.
Oh, okay.
And I was just calling to ask you kind of a bit of a favor, if you don't mind. Well, I was just wondering if you would stop trying to lure my cat over to your house.
What?
I don't know if you're, like, trying to keep him for yourself or what exactly you're up to, but...
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
I don't...
Oh, this is no joke.
There's a black cat...
Yeah, that's mine. And he keeps coming over to your house. I don't know if... What, are you putting food down for him or what, but...
No, I'm not putting anything down. I've only seen him a couple of times.
Yeah,
and
well, I mean...
He doesn't seem to want to get close, but...
Well, I've caught him over there at least 8 or 9 times, and I don't know what you're doing exactly to lure him over there, but can you just knock it off?
I'm not doing anything. Didn't you hear what I said?
Well, no, you're obviously lying, though. Just fess up. It's okay. Like, we don't have to turn this into a big stink, you know? It's no big deal.
Wait a minute. Tell me which neighbor you are now.
This is Tom.
Oh. Okay, yep. Well,
and, you know, just quit lying. Just quit lying to me and quit trying to steal my cat, and that's all. You know, no big deal.
So, okay. You know, I've got a dog that I walk, and that's plenty for me.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
not
why do you keep trying to take my cat,
person?
Then?
I think you're joking me.
Oh, no, I'm not joking. This is serious.
Yeah,
like, he's
okay.
My cat. I've had him for about 5, 6 years now.
Okay.
And the other day, I caught him up on your roof. He was up there pooping. And, you know, I went up there and cleaned it up. But next time, I think I'll just leave it. Cause if you're
Wait a minute. He was on my roof?
Yeah, he was up there pooping. He does that, you know, occasionally.
And you went up on my roof?
Yeah, yeah. The other night I was up there cleaning it up, you know, because it's the neighborly thing to do.
I know this is a joke.
It's not a joke,
well,
sir. I'm not.
Have fun.
It was just the neighborly thing to do.
Yes.
Hey, Dave, since you won't quit trying to steal my cat, I'm going to feed him a bunch of garbage and then hope he goes up on your roof and just, like, shits all over the place, just diarrhea is all over your roof.
How did you get up on my roof, pray tell?
I have a ladder. I have a real tall ladder. Durr.
I think this is not a real call.
No, it was the neighborly thing to do, but next time I'm just going to leave it. Okay, I don't know what the hell all that was, but hopefully you found it entertaining. Just a quick reminder, if you haven't joined the APCS Discord, what are you waiting for? You get to chat with me and the other weirdo fans, and there's a pretty good chance any conversation you have with me is going to be twisted into something I use on the show. Case in point, removing my address numbers from the wall to go off the grid, that came from something Whoa There said about 2 months ago, but it made me laugh. And Emma Zahn came from one of Cody No Name's drool-soaked lunatic ravings. I really need to get Olga to be Emma Zahn in a call. Anyway, join the Discord. The link's in the show notes, as always. Thanks again to Peter Foreskin Eater for helping me find my cat. And thanks to all of you for your support. See you next week.
Long before I ever saw your face, I got to know you in a dream. But things aren't always what they seem. You learn along the way. I just can't stop myself from breaking down. It's just no good unless you come around. I turn into a monster. All my friends agree. So good night, I'm going to bed. I'm falling upstairs to meet you. I'll wake up with memories in my head. I'm someone else. Beautiful and strange to me, just like an antique melody, too sad for me to play. I hope you'll wait for me behind closed eyes. I know I'll search for you all through the night. It's light around the room. Good night, I'm going to bed. I'm falling upstairs to meet you. Ooh, I wake up with memories in my head. I'm somewhere else instead.
All right, we're done here.